Chris, fantastic to see you here, of course, prior to the Maitland Blacks, and I don't know if there's been a bigger name that's played for country since, I don't know, Jimmy Johnston, and also, of course, the pride there of Ross Cleary back in the past, but fantastic to be part of the competition scene, isn't it?
Yeah, very good, very good. It's, as we've been out there this morning, it's been unreal. The boys all get around each other and make you feel very welcome. The coaching staff, same, very make you feel very welcome, and they make our job easier. We've got to get out there and do our thing, so it's very enjoyable.
And have you enjoyed the Blacks experience this year? This has led to an opportunity to go out there and actually, you know, play Rip Footy with the Mid-North Coast, which has been a bit interesting, but yeah, have you sort of enjoyed the whole process with the Blacks, but also playing for the Mid-North Coast with the country champs?
Yeah, no, it's good. As Maitland, we've been building towards a big thing this year, so it's a year to do it. We've started pretty slow, unfortunately, but we've finally got a 1-15 side to push for a title, so it's very exciting. The Mid-North Coast thing, I had to go via the coast to get where I am, but unfortunately I wasn't seen to be part of the Newcastle side, so that's what I had to do.
And the whole experience in the tents and the, you know, sitting around the fire and all that sort of stuff, that was a bit exotic.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely loved it. I'd go back every year. It was unreal, definitely. Camp food, camping, couldn't beat it.
Yeah. Of course, Bernie Emmett, who's now left, but also you've got, you know, coming in down at the juniors level, they do a great job with the juniors.
Yeah, very good. I coach under 14 side, actually, and from the under 7s army through to 16s, it's a very, very good club junior-wise. Like, numbers are excellent. The people get a training, like there's 5, 6, 7 first graders that, you know, one of the junior sessions every week, there on a Saturday, helping them warm up and in the sheds with them. So, no, it's good, very good program. And Dan Gollins, what he's doing is unreal, yeah.
Well, it's finally nice to see the field has been re-turfed. It was a bit of a toilet there for a while there, but yeah, great to see Nick Farr-Jones and the 1877 crew get into it and really get some quality guests, but also some fantastic fundraising opportunities for the club. If you want to find out more about the Blacks, just go through their website, maitlandblacks.com.au.
Yeah, definitely. The lunch was awesome, raised good money, and we reap the benefits, mate, getting to play on a brilliant field.
Chris, it's fantastic to meet you. I wish you all the best as you're part of the Blacks moving forward, but also part of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos as they play their two games.
Yeah, thank you very much.